Forced labour does occur in many industries, especially those where the workers are migrants or otherwise vulnerable, and this needs to be addressed. But it's best addressed with legislation targeting those specific abuses, not an entire industry. When 23 undocumented Chinese migrants drowned while picking cockles in Morecambe Bay in 2004, there were no calls to outlaw the entire seafood industry to save trafficking victims. The solution is clearly to give workers more legal protections, allowing them to resist abuse and report it to the authorities without fear of arrest. The way the term trafficking is thrown around implies that all undocumented migration into prostitution is forced. In fact, many migrants have made a decision out of economic need to place themselves into the hands of people smugglers. Many of them do this with the full knowledge that they'll be selling sex when they reach their destination. And yes, it can often be the case that these people smugglers demand exorbitant fees, coerce migrants into work they don't want to do, and abuse them when they're vulnerable. That's true of prostitution, but it's also true of agricultural work, hospitality work, and domestic work. Ultimately, nobody wants to be forced to do any kind of work, but that's a risk many migrants are willing to take because of what they're leaving behind. If people were allowed to migrate legally, they wouldn't have to place their lives into the hands of people smugglers. The problems arise from the criminalization of migration, just as they do from the criminalization of sex work itself.